Section, Solution Architecture. The MCU captures plus tracks plus encodes bounding boxes. The PC is the ground station. It shows the live camera feed on a monitor, overlays the tracker's BB, and gives the operator an Xbox stick crosshair to aim with. Video is always downstream. Commands are always upstream. They share a single USB-C cable. End-to-end, the pipeline looks like this. Two data paths run concurrently over the single USB-C cable. Uplink, board PC. Text. 1BBL equals, X equals, Y equals, W equals, H equals, FPS equals, backslash, R backslash N. Line per frame. Small, human readable, parsable with one line of Python. Uplink, board PC. Binary, every nth frame a packet framed by. FR backslash R backslash NSE equals backslash R backslash N backslash R backslash NEF backslash R backslash N carries the visible 160x80 RGB565 strip. Host switches into binary mode on FR, reads exactly. SC bytes, returns to line mode. Downlink, PC board. Text, short key equals value backslash N commands. XY equals 85, 40. TL equals 3000, L, U, V equals 0, SCG equals 8, RS equals 10. The MCU parses in the main loop. Everything runs on a single Cortex M7 core at 240 MHz. No R2s, no threads, just an interrupt-driven DC, MIDMA USB frontline feeding a vanilla while 1 tracker loop. Total firmware, 94 KB. Section. Starting point. The bench the day I decided to do this. WEACT Mini STM32H7XX, STM32H750VBT6, 480 MHz Cortex M7, 1 MB RAM, 128 KB. Internal flash plus 8 MB QSPI, onboard 0.96-inch ST7735SPI LCD, 24-pin DVP. Camera FFC, USB-C, SD slot. $15 board. A generic 3MP IR-sensitive camera module with 4-corner IR LEDs plugged into the DVP FFC. Xbox controller, Linux host, Docker. No external debugger. No USB UART bridge. Nothing else. The idea was simple. The MCU runs the tracker, the PC hosts the joystick. And viewer. MCU sees, detects, emits bounding boxes. PC runs a small Python app that reads the BB stream, displays the live camera feed, and drives the tracker's tunables from the joystick. Pan tilt slash fire was on. The initial plan and got cut. No mechanics, no fire. The goal collapsed. 2. C. Lock. Follow report. Section. Build infrastructure. Docker first from day one. The whole toolchain lives in one Ubuntu 24.04. Image with GCC ArmNunEB, Kmake, Ninja, Feudal, ST-Link tools. Nothing is installed on the host except Docker and Make. This was probably the single highest ROI decision on the whole project, because when I eventually broke things, I never had to wonder whether the toolchain itself had drifted. CMake plus fetch content pulls in CMSys, ST's HAL, and the STM32 USB device. Middleware. No submodules, no Git LFS, nothing cute. The moment something CMake-related got hairy, after about 20 commits, I knew exactly where to. Look, lesson from prior projects. Do not mix fetch content with external project. One or the other. For flashing, USB DFU only. The board has no ST-Link header populated and I wasn't going to solder one. The STM32 ROM bootloader on H750 supports DFU over USB-C out of the box. Tap boot 0 plus reset, Feudal writes the binary, board resets into firmware. A make flash few target runs. Feudal from inside the Docker container with privileged /dev/bus/usb/dev/bus/usb, so the host tool install is still 0. Section. Phase 0 and 1, Blinky and Clocks. Got Phase 0 done in an evening. Minimal register level code, set motor. Bang ODR, busy wait. The first green blink was the only unambiguous feedback I'd have for a long time, which turned out to be important. Phase 1 was 480 MHz PLL plus SIS TIC plus USART 1 printf. This is where I made my first big tactical mistake, which I'll get to shortly. The clock code worked first try. HSE at 25 MHz. PLLM equals 5. PLLN equals 192. PLLP equals 2. Flash latency 4. VOS 0 plus overdrive. Verifiable indirectly by the LED blink rate matching. The commanded sys tick period. USART 1 printf worked too, but I didn't have a USB UART bridge. Every log message I wrote went into the void. I told myself the board had a working UART and I'd wire a bridge later. I did not wire a bridge. This mattered. What worked? The Docker toolchain, CMake scaffold, DFU flash, the plain blinky. What didn't? Trusting that I could debug without a serial console. Section. Phase 2. Sensor bring up from hell. This was the longest, stupidest phase. It took multiple iterations over hours to confirm that a known working camera sensor was reachable on I2C. 1. Hand-rolled SCCB driver in C++. Wrote I2C with write. Read, write underscore read, repeated start, methods using direct register. Banging. Probe function tried OV2640, OV5640, OV7670 chip ID. Addresses. Got an ACK on everything. 2. M-clock discovery. OV series sensors won't respond on SCCB without a running X clock. Generated 25 MHz on PA8 via MCO1 sourced from HSE. Still. Knack. 3. Power down control. WEACT silkscreen said SB1, DVP underscore power down dash, A7. Drove. PA7 low. Still, NACK. 4. Fixed a glitch on power down. My pin class's configure underscore output. Called set, false, which for an active low pin drives high, then. I'd call set, true, to go low. Brief high pulse at boot latched the OV2640 into standby per the datasheet. Fixed to write OD or low before. Flipping motor to output. Still, NACK. 5. M-clock frequency experiments. Tried 25 MHz, HSE/1, 24 MHz, PLL1Q/10, 24 MHz, HSI48/2, 12 MHz, HSI48/4, 12 MHz via TIM1PWM. Still, NACK. 6. Pull-up configuration. Toggled internal pull-ups on PB8, PB9 on and off. Still, NACK. 7. I2C timing tuning. Hand-calculated timing R. Tried WEACT verbatim. Hex 40805E8A value. Dropped SCL from 100 kHz to 50 kHz. Still, NACK. 8. Bus recovery sequence. Manually toggled SCL 9 times to unstick any slave. Still, NACK. 9. Full HAL underscore I2C swap. Tore out my hand-rolled register code. Pulled. In ST's STM32H7XX HAL I2C.C. Rewrote I2C as a thin wrapper. Around HAL underscore I2C underscore star. Still, NACK. At this point, I was many hours and a branch full of commits in. I'd been debugging with LED blink codes because I still had no serial bridge. The user of this project, me, got fed up and told me so, in exactly as many words. Which in hindsight was correct, blink count debugging is an anti-pattern past about 3 possible states asterisk asterisk. 2 things finally broke the deadlock. Section 1. Ground truth by the factory demo. Rather than keep guessing, I downloaded WEACT's own precompiled 8DCM I2LCD0_96.hex. A camera to LCD demo they ship for this exact board, converted it to .bin, flashed it. The onboard LCD immediately showed a live camera image with an FPS counter. This was an important moment. It proved the hardware works. The camera works. The FFC is seated correctly. The LCD works. Nothing is damaged. Everything wrong was in my code. That eliminates about 80% of the solution space. Section 2. The real bug, the startup vector table. With confirmation that nothing was broken, I kept diffing my code against weax8dcmi2lcd/src/main.c byte for byte. Eventually, I tried using ST's full startup STM32H750XX.S from CMSys device h7/source/templates/gcc/. Instead of my own minimal startup assembly, my custom startup had only the 16 Cortex M core exception vectors. Reset, NMI, hard fault, systick. Everything else was off the end of the vector table. Asterisk, asterisk, the moment any peripheral IRQ fired, I squared C, DCMI, DMA, USB, you name it, the CPU jumped to whatever happened to be in flash. Past the vector table. That is almost always an invalid instruction, which triggers a hard fault, which on my startup jumped back to the infinite loop default handler. This manifested as hal_a2_start_dmahangs. It wasn't hanging, it was returning instantly, and then the first DMA complete IRQ was crashing the CPU into a hard fault spin. I have done embedded work for years and still got bitten by this. The standard ST startup file has the full 150 entry vector table with weak aliases to default underscore handler for every peripheral, which is exactly what you want by default. Rolling my own to save a few hundred lines was an unforced error. Section, pivoting to C. After the vector table fix, sensor probes still failed in a couple more small ways. DMA buffer and DTCM instead of AXIS RAM. Weax camera.c had an include the LCD header nested inside a function body that broke the host side build tools. Each one was quick to find because the symptoms were now specific, not generic. At some point, I made a bigger decision. Abandon C++ and start fresh in C. On top of Weax's actual source tree, my C++ abstractions were clean in isolation, pin, I2C, camera, but they were adding nothing that C wasn't already giving me through HAL, and they were making every match Weax exactly diff harder to read. I wiped src/.cpp and include /hw/.hpp, copied Weax's pio.c, spi.c, i2c.c, tim.c, dma.c, tcme.c, stm32h7xxit.c, stm32h7xx/halmsp.c, and their st7735bsb and camera bsb wholesale into lib/weak_star. Wrote a single c main.c that mirrored their emp_config+system_clock_config+mx_*init sequence verbatim. Plus my probe/tracker logic on top. The camera was detected on the next flash. OV7725ID=7721 on the LCD, not OV2640. OV7725, which shares the same SCCB address, but different ID bytes. Probing OV7671 and matching hex 7721 to OV7725 is a one-liner in the probe. The core lesson of this phase, when fighting a vendor's ecosystem, match their conventions first and innovate later ... If Weax Cubemx output compiles and runs, get to that baseline in your own build system before deviating. Don't rewrite their init code more elegantly until it boots. What worked better this time? Pure C on Weax scaffold. What worked worse the first time? C++ abstractions on a hand-rolled CMSys base that was subtly broken in a place I couldn't see. Section, phase 3, DCMI+LCD display. Trivial after the pivot. Weax camera init device autoprobes OV7670/OV2640/OV7725/OV5640 and calls the right OV**init. DCMIN. Continuous DMA mode writes into a UINT16_TPIC/160/120 buffer. RGB565. In a special DM_buffer linker section, I added to AXIS RAM. DMA1 can't reach DTCM on H7 because DTCM sits on the M7 core's TCM bus, not on the AXI fabric. The main loop checks a DCMI_frame is ready flag set from the DCMIISR. Blitz the middle 80 rows of the 160x120 frame to the 0.96-inch landscape. LCD, and updates an FPS counter. Steady 23 FPS. The board now showed a live camera preview. This was the first moment where I stopped being blind and could see what the code was actually seeing. Section, Phase A, Template Matching Tracker. Started simple, lock a target by pressing K1, track it, draw a red box. Three versions, in order. Section, Color Matching. Sample the pixel under the crosshair at lock. Each frame, find the centroid of pixels within some Manhattan distance in RGB565 of the sampled color. Bounding box equals min/max of matched pixels. Failed predictably. Anything in the scene with similar color, pulled the box to it. Move the camera away from the locked target and the box ends up on a patch of wall with the same hue. Not surprising, colors aren't objects. Section, SAD template matching. At lock, snapshot a 16x16 grayscale patch. Cheap Luma equals R5 plus G6 plus B5 from RGB565. Each frame, search a plus or minus 20 pixel window around the last known position for the position that minimizes some of absolute differences to the stored template. Early exit the inner SAD loop when the running sum already exceeds the current best. This worked much better. The box actually tracked specific objects. But fast motion. If the target moved more than plus or minus 20 px between frames, it escaped the search window, and the next best SAD minimum was some unrelated patch. The box teleported. Featureless scenes. If the 16x16 patch under the crosshair happened to land on a uniform surface, every candidate position in the search window had similar SAD, and the argmin jittered randomly. Section, SAD plus velocity prediction plus confidence gate. Added an EMA smooth velocity vector. Next frame search window centered on CX plus VX rather than CX alone, so steady camera pan stayed inside the window. Clamped frame-to-frame displacement to guard against false matches teleporting the state. Also added a confidence gate. Track the second best SAD during the search. Require the best to be distinctly better than the second best. Best less than 0.75 times second to accept the new position. On ambiguous frames, hold the previous position instead of flipping between similar patches. This made things worse in an interesting way. The 0.75 threshold was too strict. On real targets, the SAD surface often has two or three similar scoring candidates per frame from sensor noise and subpixel aliasing. The gate fired almost every frame. The box got stuck and refused to follow actual target motion. Back the threshold out to 0.9. Only reject genuinely ambiguous frames where best and second are nearly equal, and that worked. The lesson, gating is a safety net, not a primary filter. Tune it so it fires. Rarely, if it's firing often, your primary estimator is the problem. Section, segmentation at lock. The remaining weakness. The BB was a fixed 16x16 regardless of actual target size. I added a 4 connected BFS flood fill at lock time from the aim point, except neighbor pixels whose luma is within seg toll of the seed pixel. If the resulting component size is between 30 and 1800 pixels, use its centroid as the lock point and its axis aligned bounding box as the drawn BB size. Static 1600 byte visited bitmap and 4 kilobytes BFS. Q. All in .BSS. This was a big qualitative jump in lock quality. The box now wraps the actual object outline at lock, and the SAD template is captured at the object's centroid, where texture is usually strongest, rather than wherever the user happened to aim. Plus periodic resegmentation every 10 frames lets the BB resize as the object grows or shrinks in frame. Section, pyramid search. To handle faster motion without making the fine SAD pass impossibly slow, I added a 2-level pyramid. Build a half-res Luma image, 80x40, each frame by 2x2 averaging. Build a half-res template, 8x8, at lock time. Course pass, search plus or minus 25 pixels in half res equals effective plus or minus 50 pixels in full res. Fine pass, plus or minus 4 pixels in full res, centered on 2 times coarse underscore best. Total ops per frame, 186K versus 246K at plus or minus 20 single level. Faster in 2.5 times. The effective search radius. Section, alpha beta filter. Finally, replace the separate position and velocity, EM, as with a proper. Using the prediction as the baseline makes the tracker lag-free on steady motion, which the previous CX equals, CX plus best underscore CX, slash 2 pattern was not. That averaged against the previous position, so a target moving at constant velocity always looked behind by half its velocity. This is half of a Kalman filter, the other half being a proper covariance update, which you don't really need for a two-state toy tracker. Section, what I tried and backed out. Not every idea was a keeper. Section, template appearance update, backed out. After each confident match, blend 1/32nd of the current matched patch into the stored template. In theory, handles slow appearance changes, lighting, small rotation. In practice, combined with the confidence gate and position EMA, made the tracker too sticky, it would adapt to whatever. False match got accepted, and then never recover. Reverted to a static template captured at lock. Could be re-enabled with a much tighter gate on which matches are allowed to update, but at that point the complexity starts dwarfing the benefit. Section, internal pull-ups on I2C, twice, in both directions. I enabled them, then disabled them. NOPL, WEACT uses NOPL in one demo, then re-enabled them because WEACT uses pull-up in the asterisk actually. Working asterisk demo. The first research pass looked at the wrong reference. Lesson, read the reference you're going to copy, not a different reference. For the same board. Section, hand-rolled startup.s. The root cause of phase 2's agony. Only keep your own startup if you have a specific reason, dual core, custom memory layout, specific vector table. Edits. Otherwise use the CM sys template. I knew this and did it anyway. Section, USB OTGHS, wrong peripheral. H7 has 2 USB controllers. USB 1 OTGHS can do HS with ULPI-Fi, and USB 2 OTGFS, FS only. Both can appear on PA11/PA12AF10. I picked HS. First because bigger is better. Enumeration never happened. WEACTs. Reference uses FS. Switched, it worked. Lesson, peripheral selection on. H7 is non-obvious. Diff against the known working reference. Section, phase B, USB-C-DC plus Python host. Once phase 3's camera pipeline stabilized, USB-C-DC went in as the second major subsystem. I made the same mistakes I'd made with the sensor, wrong peripheral, wrong clock path, but this time the diagnostic loop was fast because I had the LCD up and running as a text display. Real logs on the LCD are not as good as real logs over USB, but they are infinitely better than blink counting. Debug breakthroughs on this project followed a consistent pattern, a step up in diagnostic bandwidth, LED, LCD USB-CDC, lined up with a step up in progress. The CDC stack is ST's middlewares slash ST slash STM32 standards for device underscore library. 500 lines of app side glue, ust underscore f.c, ust underscore desk.c, USB underscore device dot C, and the board enumerates as slash dev slash ttycm0 with VID 0x1209 PID 0x0001 PID dot codes test range. The board side protocol is deliberately simple. Host parses line oriented, switches to binary mode when it sees FR, reads exactly SC bytes, returns to line mode on EF. The same CDC pipe carries text BB updates and binary video frames. Host side is a Pi game plus Pi serial script. Xbox controller on the PC drives a crosshair on the MCU's aim point. XY equals comma backslash N, AB buttons. Lock slash unlock, right stick tunes segmentation tolerance and reseg. Interval triggers adjust velocity clamp. D-pad adjusts match tolerance. A Pi game window shows the decoded RGB565 stream scaled 4 times, with the BB overlaid in red. One bug from this phase worth calling out. I sent the XY command as a Python tuple, maybe underscore send XY int ax int I, and the send function fstring the value, which rendered as XY sadface 8540, parentheses and a space in the middle. The MCU strtol on 8540 gives 0 silently because there are no matching integer chars before the parents. The crosshair on the LCD never moved. Took an hour to find. The fix was a one-line change. Format the tuple as X, Y before passing it. The generic takeaway, silent parse failures on binary-ish protocols are ruinous asterisk asterisk. The MCU should have logged parse error at char 0 but didn't. If I were doing this again, I'd add a minimal OK/ERR response to every command so the host side can't silently drop stuff. Section, what worked? Docker first toolchain. Never had a works on my machine moment. Matching a working vendor demo before adding anything. When you don't know if it's you or the chip, the question isn't, is my code right? But can the known good binary produce the behavior I expect? Using the LCD as a console. A 160x84 line display is enough for debug output and removed an entire class of can't see what happened. Failures. SAD template matching plus pyramid plus segmentation plus alpha beta. Each layer earns its place. Leaving anyone out degrades the tracker noticeably. None of them alone is sufficient. Forcing the host protocol to be ASCII for control and binary only, where bandwidth demands it. Asterisk asterisk makes the protocol inspectable with PicoCom and Echo when things go wrong. Pivoting from C++ to C. Have the code. Removed every extern C. Headache. Made the diff against vendor reference code trivial. Using an actual joystick instead of keyboard for tuning. Analog. Inputs and immediate visual feedback let you tune a tracker 10 times faster than with text commands. Section. What didn't work? Custom startup. .s with only core exceptions. Caused silent hard faults. On peripheral IRQs that masqueraded as random hangs for hours. Aggressive blink code debugging. Passed, is it alive, and did it. Crash at step n, there's nothing useful it can convey. The first confidence gate, at 0.75. Too strict, the tracker locked. Up, had to relax to 0.9. Template appearance update at the same time as confidence gating. Two filters compounding each other's mistakes produced a tracker that could accept nothing and move nowhere. Picking USB OTGHS on H7. Plausible reasons existed. Wrong. Peripheral. Bright red React main.c's MX USB OTGFS PCD and it was telling me the answer in plain text. Assuming internal pull-ups were fine when external ones were expected. Asterisk asterisk worked okay electrically, but GPIO no pull versus GPIO pull up. Flips changed reliability under fast camera panning. The working config is the one the vendor ships. Relying on a USB UART bridge that didn't exist. Should have wired the LCD console as soon as phase one ran. I burned most of a day because of this. Section, what got worse at some point? Tracker after the 0.75 confidence gate, strictly worse than without any gate. Tracker stopped following real motion to avoid imaginary ambiguity. Frame buffer access from USB streaming, the blocking chunked. CDC underscore send for frame packets ties up the CPU for 40 milliseconds per transmitted frame. Streaming at every 4th frame interval brings effective FPS down from 23 to about 18. Worth it for the diagnostic channel, but a proper DMA-driven CDCTX path would reclaim that back. Section, what got better in revisions? Tracker, color SAD SAD plus pyramid SAD plus pyramid plus segmentation plus alpha beta. Each step was a clear, reproducible improvement I could feel in seconds. With the joystick, diagnostics, LED, LED blink codes, LCD text, USB-C, DC, USB-C, DC, plus live video, plus joystick tuning. Each level was 3-10 times faster to iterate on than the previous one. Clock config, my first PLL setup, 480 MHz plus VOS 0 plus 4WS flash was valid but overambitious. WEAC's demo uses 240 MHz SYSCLK plus VOS 0 plus 1WS flash. The slower CPU clock is plenty for this workload and costs less power. Sometimes less is more. Template size choice, 16 times 16 grayscale bytes equals 256 bytes template. 256 byte SAD inner loop. Small enough to be fast, large enough to be distinctive. Tried bigger templates, not worth the ops budget. Section, what I do differently next time. 1. LCD console first, before any other peripheral beyond SysTick. A 160x80 monotext console on the board is 200 lines of code and turns a half-day sensor probe debug into a 10-minute one. 2. CMSys startup file always. Don't roll your own unless there is a concrete reason. The save bytes aren't worth the silent IRQ hard faults. 3. Flash the vendor's working binary on day 0. Before writing any of your own code, flash the factory demo. Confirm hardware is sane. If the vendor demo works, all later confusion is code. If it doesn't, don't waste your time fighting ghosts until you figure out why. 4. Start in C on the vendor scaffold. Only move to C++ for specific abstractions that pull weight, typed peripheral IDs, constexpr, register values, not namespaces for namespaces sake. 5. Set up the USB side, host tooling early. Having Pi game plus Pi serial, plus a joystick in the loop makes tuning anything, not just tracking, a completely different experience. Section, current state. The tracker as committed. OV77-25DCM I160x120 RGB565 in AXIS RAM. ST7735 LCD display with FPS overlay joystick-driven crosshair 4. AIM-K1/A-force lock with flood fill segmentation at lock template. Match tracking with pyramid search plus alpha beta filter plus periodic re. Segmentation USB-CDC stream of BB status plus binary video frames. Python plus Pi game tuner with live preview, BB overlay, joystick driven. Tunables. 94kb firmware. Hits 20 FPS when streaming video, 25 FPS BB only. Tracks pretty well on textured targets, loses lock cleanly on. Occlusions, reacquires when the target re-enters the search window. Still not magical on low texture targets. Uniform colored balls under. Uniform light are hard. That's what AKCF or MOS correlation tracker would help with, eventually. Section, notes on cost of abstraction. C++ didn't cost me cycles. It cost me reading time. Every time I diffed my code against WEAC's reference, I had to mentally translate namespaces, classes, and constexpr back to the C they were derived from. On a project where the primary debugging tool is my init. Identical to the known working vendor init, that translation tax is enormous. If I'd been writing a self-contained library in isolation, the C++ wrappers would have paid for themselves. In a project where the critical path is diffing against a vendor's C, they were a liability. Section, takeaways. 1. The factory binary is ground truth. Use it. 2. The CMSys startup file is not optional. Use it. 3. Diagnostic bandwidth is the single biggest lever on debug speed. Invest in it early. 4. Match the vendor's conventions before you improve on them. 5. Simple filters plus good measurements beat clever filters plus bad measurements. Asterisk, asterisk, every time. 6. Analog joystick input for tuning analog parameters. This is the single nicest dev tool on the project, and I wish I'd built it on day 1 instead of day 10. 7. Listen when the future user of your project tells you to stop screwing around with blink codes. Asterisk, asterisk, they're right. Section, postscript, the C++ port that actually worked. After the tracker was stable end-to-end in C on a C port branch, I gave C++ a second try on a fresh CPP port branch. This time it worked. And I think the reason says something useful about when C++ is worth it. On embedded, the approach was incremental, 5 commits, each built and flashed before the next started. The sequence. 1. Rename src/main.csrc/main.cpp, tell CMake to enable C++17, and wrap the WEACT BSB headers, lcd.h, camera.h, in extern C, because they lack the usual guards. Byte identical firmware, 93596B. 2. Replace numeric hashtag defines, lcdw, template w, course r, and the rest, with static const expirant. Typed, debuggable, scoped. Still, 93596B. 3. Convert the tracker struct to a real C++ type with in-class default. Member initializers and one reset underscore motion method, 93604B1. Method emission, 8 bytes of overhead. 4. Move capture underscore template onto the tracker as capture underscore from. Also promote the cheap Luma underscore RGB 565 helper from static inline. UN8 underscore T to const expir UN8 underscore T so the compiler keeps folding. It inside SAD hot loops. No size change. 5. Convert the 4 USB glue files, USB underscore device, USB underscore desk, USB underscore sys underscore if, USB underscore nf, from .c to .cpp. Each becomes a extern C, /whole file/wrapper, so the ST USB middleware. How callbacks, and the Cortex vector table, still CC mangled. Symbols. The only real C++ edit was in usp_nf.cppcs. Implicit void T conversions are disallowed in C++, so pdev-pdata calls get a static underscore cast via 2 one-line helpers, pc_of and usp_of. Final firmware, 93604B text, identical BSS/data to the C baseline, plus 8 bytes overall **. Zero regressions flashing on hardware. Vendor code, WEACT's CubeMX generated peripheral inits and BSB. The STHOW and USBD middleware under fetch content stays C. That was explicit. The rule I learned the hard way in the first C++ attempt was, match the vendor's conventions before you improve on them. The first time around, I violated it by rewriting startup plus using my own pin/i2c abstractions while trying to diff against WEACT C. This time, I only touched my own code and let the vendor's C stay C. The lesson isn't C++ good/bad. It's that C++ pays off when you own the critical path and costs you when the critical path is diffing against someone else's C**. After I finished the bring up and the critical path moved from match vendor exactly to extend my own tracker, C++ became a win, not a tax. Same language, different phase of the project. Both branches, C port and CPP port, live on the repo, master. Tracks the C++ port now that it's proven.